From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. You know our VIP from your childhood, starring in one of the longest-running kid shows of all time, a show that started with a question that never got answered. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? And we still don't know. Kids have been asking this question every day for decades, and they have been completely ignored. Well, let me tell you something that ends right now, because we've got the woman on our show who can tell us, and we're gonna get it out of her once and for all. You know her as Maria from Sesame Street. Our VIP is Sonia Manzano. Let's welcome our first two contestants to the stage for a game called Use the Force. Steve Rewinski and Dan Rodriguez. Steve, you work for the electric company.
One of them, yes. I keep the lights on, yes.
You keep the lights on?
Yes, you're welcome.
Did you watch the electric company growing up, by the way?
No.
No?
No, I did not.
Whoa, people are, yeah.
I think I'm too young.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you made two crucial mistakes in a row.
Bring it on. Okay.
Dan works in financial crime software. What kind of criminals are we targeting in this case?
Your mobsters, your terrorists.
Okay, so not the financial industry.
Yeah, no.
We're going to be talking a lot about puppets and Muppets in the show, and we're going to start with one that is 900 years old. That's right, we're going to be talking about Yoda. So in this game, we want you to use the Force and complete his famous phase, do or do not, there is no try. But with a good Yoda voice. That was...
It was an eerie impression, I felt like. Like Yoda was in the room with us.
Like Yoda's younger sister's friends.
Yeah.
And all of your answers are going to rhyme with try. So let's go to our house musician, Jonathan Colton, Star Wars impressionist extraordinaire.
Oh, geez. High expectations. If we said, I'm out of a specific type of whiskey, drink or drink not, you would reply, there is no rye. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So remember, all the answers are going to rhyme with try, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. However your Yoda impression works out is fine, but give it a shot. These miniature trees from Japan are not here. Prune or prune not? Steve.
There is no bonsai.
But where's my Yoda?
There are no bonsai?
No, you said it. No, you said it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it a grammar thing?
Yoda is a famous grammar stickler.
No, you answered correctly. I just wanted your Yoda impression.
No, there is no bonsai.
There we go. Correct. The educator and television host who is nicknamed the Science Guy has retired. Experiment or experiment not? Dan.
There is no Bill Nye.
Correct. And if you're just tuning in now, don't worry. Don't freak out. Bill Nye is fine. These books about Southern California identical twins Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield have disappeared. Read or read not? Yeah, very unlikely. Very unlikely. Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Maybe he has a hint that can lead you down the path.
These books were named after the school that these characters attended.
Dan.
There is no
teenager eye.
I like the idea that all teenagers go to teenager high.
Steve, you have an answer?
There is no Sweet Valley High.
Yeah! Now you admit you read them. This Australian soft rock duo from the 80s is All Out of Love. Sing or sing not. Dan.
There is no air supply.
That's right. This independent sultanate on the coast of Borneo has been wiped off the map. Visit or visit not. Dan.
There is no Brunei.
Inquisitive Yoda, you are correct. We've run out of the Indian black tea with fancy spices. Sip or sip not. Dan.
There is no chai.
Yeah, you're going to start a riot at Starbucks, but you're correct.
Chai latte is not a real thing.
Wait a second. Chai latte is not a real thing?
Yeah, my wife is Indian. She's gonna set you straight here.
Yeah.
Chai is chai.
Chai is just tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, chai latte, what is that?
Marketing.
Mm-hmm. No one knows the rules for this ball game played with a cesta on a three-walled court. Play or play not. Steve.
There is no high lie.
Correct. This is your last clue. I do not recognize this federal holiday on which both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson passed away. Celebrate or celebrate not. Steve.
There is no 4th of July.
That is correct. I think it's a weird coincidence that everyone that signed that Declaration of Independence is dead. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung.
We have a tie, Ophira.
What?
Hands on your buzzers. I cannot bake this tart dessert associated with Florida. Eat or eat not. Dan.
There is no key lime pie.
That is correct. You're our winner. Congratulations.